Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Welcome back, loyal listeners, to another episode of the Grab Stack Radio Show! Sorry, got a little too high there. Anyway, it's time for another edition of the Listener Mailbag. But first, a gigantic announcement about Grabstack Sock Emporium. As you may have heard, I'm opening a sock store. It's going to be on Main Street in Pflugerville, right between the Burger Hut and the Hat Store. Prime real estate, people. And I have big news. The factory is up and running, and the first pairs of socks are coming off the assembly line. Unfortunately, the first 100 pairs don't have a hole to put your foot in there. There's a toe end on both ends. So we've got some kinks to work out. On the upside, they're on sale for half price. Well, they will be once Grabstack Sock Emporium opens for business. Stay tuned as this story develops. What's that, Carl? You can't charge me for that ad. I own the show. I can say whatever I want. Like, for example, I can say, "Hey, Carl, please walk down to the banana stand and get me a banana on a stick." Oh, and there goes Carl. What a day I'm having. I get a banana on a stick. And now back to our listener mailbag. We have a couple of questions today from Kayla in Nashville and Eric in California. Kayla writes, "Will there be free food with every pair of socks you sell?" Well, now that is a very timely question, Kayla. I've been thinking along the same lines for when I open Grabstack Sock Emporium. I currently have a 4-tiered plan for free stuff that goes like this. Some of the socks include a coupon hidden in the toe. If you're lucky, the coupon will give you a 2% discount on your next purchase. But watch out! Some of the coupons in the socks aren't that great. Like the one that says, "Lucky you, you've won a day of sweeping lint balls on the factory floor." Gotta run a clean shop, folks. Or this other coupon I came up with that says, "Please give Grabstack $12 immediately." That's one of my favorites. Another offer I have planned is if you pay with cash instead of a credit card, you get a free compliment. So for example, if you pay with cash, I might say something like, "Those are lovely sunglasses you have." Or, "I haven't seen a dress that fancy since the gala on Florp!" You get the idea. Oh, and this one. Buy 10 pairs of socks from Grabstack Sock Emporium and get 50% off your next purchase at the Burger Shack next door. I haven't cleared this one with Stan the Burger Man yet, but I'm pretty sure he'll say yes. What's that, Carl? Stan said no. Throw in 2 pairs of socks. Work it, Carl, work it! And since Kayla had such a good idea, I'm going to add free Flarschmarflers and waffles to the first 100 customers through the door. Oh, this is going to be good. It'll be a stampede. On to fan mail number 2 from Eric in California. Actually, if you're listening, Eric, I'm wondering if you have any contacts in Los Angeles. Your old buddy Grabstack is looking for a new agent, and I've got a script. A new blockbuster that takes place in the Pflugerville Ocean where a goop cyclone is threatening to ruin everything. It's a blockbuster. It's a rom-com. It's a mystery. Hit me up at grabstack@gokidgo.com if you know anyone who can help me get this thing made. A dream project. Call Tom Cruise. He'd love it. This story is actually taking place on a Whale of a Tale real show. Just search for Whale of a Tale wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find it. What was that talk? Oh, right. Back to the question from Eric in California, who is getting me an agent from a blockbuster movie. Dear Grabstack, are you any good at basketball? And if so, do you have any pointers? I like basketball. Well, Eric, it's funny you should ask because I'm great at basketball. I've been told my jumper is right up there with the living legend himself, Schlemp Clerfley. I'm that good. What's that, Carl, the station manager? His name's not Schlemp Clerfley. It's Schlump Carlington. I'll take Schlump on right now. Get him on the phone. Not Schlump Carlington. Oh, that's right. It's Steph Curry. I knew that. Get him on the phone. I'll challenge him to a bake-off. No one can bake banana bread like Grabstack. Not even Stash Churro. Who? Right, Steph Curry. Well, Carl's telling me Mr. Curry's a shooter, not a baker. If I may impart a little advice, be good at everything. It's more fun. Now, let's talk about this jumper situation, Eric. You see, when you're shooting the basketball, you need three very important ingredients. Total concentration, gym shorts with suspenders, and most importantly, a basketball. I have to say, basketballs are about 10 times bigger than I am, so heaving that thing up into the hoop is some work. Just make sure you concentrate, wear gym shorts with suspenders, and you have a basketball. Or you could use a waffle in a pinch. Those things can really fly. I'm sure this very excellent advice will have you shooting perfect jumpers right away. Especially the suspenders. I love them. Carl, send Eric a bill for my coaching services. Let's call it an even $10. Well, that wraps us up for the day. Thank you for writing in, everyone. I hope your curiosity has been quenched for now. And for everyone listening at home, if you have a burning question, send it on over to Grabstack at gogetgo.com. And it could be read live on my show. You could be famous just like me. Or if you have a joke or riddle you want to share, you can send that over too. I love hearing jokes and riddles. And did you know there are all sorts of shows that take place in Pflugerville? Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find them all. It's a grab bag of great stuff. Thanks for tuning in for another amazing mailbag show, listeners. This is Grabstack signing off.
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.